Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, where were we on a Thursday, November 13th? Didn't day in for Jenks. I'm Chelsea Messenger. So we've talked a little NBA. We've done a little Eagles drama. So in this segment, we will get to our power rankings in the NFL. But first, a little sprinkle of college football. So, Den, we know you are a college football guy. And some of the fallout from this Brian Kelly firing situation at LSU has been pretty comical to me. And we knew this is kind of how things go in like the state of Louisiana, where everything is entangled. And, you know, the governor and whoever is involved in everything when it comes to the football program. But they currently, LSU is offering buyout deals to Brian Kelly, which he is rejecting. So how do you think this ends? Like, because right now it feels like there are a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of, you know, litigation and negotiating. But how do you think this ends for Brian Kelly?
With $54 million, the way that it should end for Brian Kelly. Now, I want to make one thing very clear. He stinks. I have not heard a single good thing about him. I think he's a good football coach, but not a great football coach. And I would like to reiterate, I have not heard a single good thing about him, especially after the firing, but even before the firing. You know, after the firing, you know, people will come and they'll start to take their shots because you don't have power anymore. But even before the firing, with that said, if he signed a contract for $95 million, which he did, and then he got fired just a few years into that contract, which he allegedly did, heavy emphasis on allegedly nowadays, he should get the buyout money that is owed on that contract, which is $54 million. And if I was in Brian Kelly's position, I would be getting every single penny of that $54 million. You know what the biggest difference is, Chelsea, between either $25 million or $30 million compared to $54 million? It's a whopping $24 million. And there is not a soul on earth that's going to be like, yeah, I'm okay giving $24 million away to somebody that fired me and then tried to throw some smut on my name. What's crazy is, if he really wanted to, according to this lawsuit, he could show up at practice today, because he's basically alleging that they never really fired him, or that Scott Woodward didn't have the power to fire him. Which means if he really wanted to, he could walk into the facility. That badge card better still be working, buddy. No Jamal Adams on that one. He can walk into the facility and be like, all right, guys, everybody on the line.
That would be wild. And honestly, I'm kind of rooting for that, even though I don't think that's going to happen. But like, I think it boils down to just what the contract says, right? If he has a good agent slash lawyer, I know most agents are probably lawyers, but like my point being is that, you know, it's right there in the contract. And, you know, it is a legally binding document. So if the contract says that he gets a certain amount of money, he is going to get a certain amount of money unless they find some type of a loophole, which I haven't heard anything. So I do think he's going to get all of it.
He's going to get all of it. The loophole would have to be like, it'd have to be crazy deep, because the way that he got fired was that they wanted to fire somebody else, and then allegedly he and the athletic director got into a massive verbal altercation that resulted in Brian Kelly instead being fired. And then they also fired the then offensive coordinator. They wanted to fire the OC. Brian Kelly was going to fall on the sword, despite the fact that we had literally like 12 hours prior seen him yelling and screaming at the OC, telling him to do a better job when they were getting their, you know, their asses handed to him at Texas A&M or versus Texas A&M. But it was an altercation that led to him being fired. It felt very petty and very personal in the moment. And that is the problem with LSU. That's why Scott Woodward got canned, is that it felt like there was some personal stuff in there, but that personal stuff is now costing the university $54 million. And there's not a soul on the planet that you are going to keep around if they're costing you $54 million. That's too deep in the red. There's no amount of personality that's going to save you if you're costing them $54 million.
One, if you're looking for personality, it's not coming from Brian Kelly.
Right, or Scott Woodward, for that matter.
Right, but here's the other thing. I felt like no matter how this ended, whenever it ended, it was going to be contentious. Like, you can tell by the way that Brian Kelly handles, like,
everything.
Criticism. Right, like, he just doesn't handle adversity well. So, like, I knew that it was going to be contentious. I knew that he was not going to take this laying down. And that's exactly how it sounds like things are going currently in Baton Rouge. All right, so let's switch gears to the NFL because we got some power ranking to do.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, so since Jinx is overseas covering the Commanders, Denton is in. And we're going to give you our top five teams in the NFL. So, Den, I'm going to let you start here. And before you get into it, what goes into your criteria? Is this simply an eye test thing, or do you look at numbers? Do you project things and say, okay, this team doesn't have the record, but I've watched them, and I think they're one of the best teams? Or is it based on just numbers alone?
It's definitely more eye test and projections than it is, you know, numbers and statistics. The NFL is a week-to-week league. You're going to lose football games. Sometimes you're going to get blown out in some football games that you should not be getting blown out in. But in watching and seeing the context of the game, you know, sometimes it makes a little bit more sense. Keep that in mind in a few picks here. I'm going to start with number five. I got the Detroit Lions. They beat up on the Commanders, which is pretty self-explanatory because everybody is beating up on the Commanders. I really like a lot of what they have on their roster. I still think defensively they have a little bit of some holes, some issues, but with Aiden Hutchinson, he can mask a lot of those things. And offensively, they're just so stacked at every single position. And Jahmyr Gibbs is really starting to play well. Amon-Ra St. Brown is really starting to play well. I mean, he's an all-time all-pro narrative shifter, and the fact that he got on a podcast and said that he actually did hit Deron Payne when he said on Sunday that he did not hit Deron Payne and basically tried to victim blame or make himself this victim, like he didn't cause the problem and the NFL is going to do nothing about it, which is ridiculous, but whatever. I like the Lions here at number five. At four, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, with Patrick Mahomes, it feels like they're starting to turn a corner a little bit offensively. Defensively, they're really well coached. Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best in the business at coaching up a good defense. So I got Kansas City at number four. I got Buffalo at number three. And I know they got waxed by Miami this weekend, but I'm expecting a big-time bounce back from Buffalo. And I would argue right now that, you know, Josh Allen is playing at a really, really high level. Didn't look it against Miami, but they should have won that football game. They had opportunities to win that football game, and they just weren't able to execute. I'm expecting a big bounce back this week from Buffalo. So I'm still respecting the Bills, and I still got them at number three. And then I got the Seahawks at number two, Chelsea, and the Rams at number one. It is an NFC West party at the top of my power rankings. These two teams, they can get after the passer. They can throw the football as well as anybody. And then stunningly, not so much for Seattle, but stunningly for Los Angeles, their defensive backs are playing at a really high level. The reason I put the Rams over the Seahawks is because right now Matthew Stafford is, I would say, the MVP of the league. So I'm going to give him just a little bit of a nudge, and what they did to San Francisco this weekend was unbelievable. But I like the two NFC West teams at the top of my power rankings.
Yeah, so massive game this weekend as the Rams and the Seahawks play each other. That should be must-see TV for you and for most people who are fans of the NFL. All right, as for me, I'm going to go with the Rams as my top team for all the reasons that you mentioned, Matt Stafford playing like an MVP. And plus, if we are projecting this onto the postseason, I still trust Matt Stafford and Sean McVay implicitly to where some of these teams who have come on strong this season, like, I still have questions about them in the postseason just because they haven't proven it. And then on the same wavelength, number two, I'm going to go Kansas City. Still a great defense, still Patrick Mahomes, and it feels like the offense has actually found something over the last few weeks. And then we get to one of those upstart teams. I'm going to go Patriots at number three, just because what we've seen and the stretch where I keep doubting the Patriots, I say, okay, you know, this line doesn't make a ton of sense. The Patriots getting 2.5 has to be the other way, has to be Tampa Bay. That was a big road win for a young Patriots team. And now it feels like Mike Vrabel has figured out, hey, maybe I should use Travion Henderson. He's pretty damn good. So Patriots at three. Speaking of playmakers, got the Lions at four. Jahmyr Gibbs is a blur. Jared Goff, I think, has the second best quarterback rating in the NFL right now as well. And I think people love to forget about him as well, but still a veteran quarterback who's great at pulling the strings for that offense. And five, this one I had some contention with because I was like, okay, do I go Colts here or do I go Eagles here? But again, if I'm in the mindset of who do I trust more in the postseason and who, like, if somebody give me, like, $50 to put on, like, a postseason future to win the Super Bowl, like, who are my top five teams? So I'm going to go with the Eagles here. I still think they figure it out offensively speaking. And their defense, man, has it been lights out. So I think the Eagles have that trait where it's they know how to win. And even if it's a close game, they're going to pull it out at the end. So Eagles are rounding out my top five. But Dan, let me ask you, do you think the Colts should be in our top five or at least get a mention?
Honestly, no, I do not. I am kicking myself for not mentioning the Patriots as you did. I think your ranking of the Patriots is really, really strong. If I'm ranking the Colts, I mean, maybe they're seventh or eighth, but I'm a big believer, Chelsea. If you get an honorable mention, you get one honorable mention. I hate these lists that have like 12 honorable mentions. Like, buddy, just make a cutoff, all right? Like, we don't need to do all this. Everyone's included here. This is a list of the top whatever. So I'm a fan of one honorable mention. And for me, that would be the New England Patriots. Maybe I should have swapped them with the Lions. But I like the Colts. They're playing well. They have another MVP candidate with Jonathan Taylor. I'm excited to see what Sauce Gardner is going to look like when he has a couple of weeks in this defense under his belt. But I still have I've still got some Daniel Jones questions. And when you look at some of these other teams, I think a lot of it does, you know, kind of fall on the quarterback. You know, if you look at all of our teams, all of these teams are really trustworthy quarterbacks. And I'm not fully there yet with Daniel Jones.
Well, and plus we've seen little flashes of it where I know that the Colts continue to win, but like there have been some games in which Daniel Jones has not looked flawless. Right.
He's coming
back. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to be flawless. It's just the narrative is already out there. It's similar to when Sam Darnold had that bad playoff game. It's like, okay, oh, you had a whole great season. Who cares? One bad game? I told you it's Sam Darnold from the Jets. Which feels a little unfair, and maybe I should have mentioned the Seahawks. They're really good, but I think this weekend will say a lot about if the Seahawks team is for real, because that's the thing. If you're talking about power rankings and the top five teams in the NFL, you need to show it against the best teams across the league and not just beat up on, you know, some of the cellar dwellers. All right, coming up next, it's a Thursday, which means it's time to give out some plays for Thursday Night Football. Jets, Patriots, big spread. Maybe we got some props. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. It is Thursday, November 13th. You are on the show. I'm Chelsea Messenger. NBA savant Denton Day joins me after a 2-1 night in the association with a big plus 240 winner on Alex Saar over his rebound last night. So, Denton, do you have a full chamber ready to roll with more NBA bets tonight? I feel very cautious, but look at you.
I'm locked and loaded. You know, I'm gonna make sure that I can get something to mess around with tonight, Chelsea. I almost went on a journey yesterday. You know, just not outside of sports. You're supposed to be seeing the northern lights across the country, and they were visible in the D.C. area on Tuesday. Well, no one told me. I was not aware. I don't follow a lot of meteorologists on social media, so I tried to go hunting for the northern lights last night. They didn't make it down here, and I also realized, and I knew this beforehand, but you realize it even more when you're trying to look at something in the night sky. There is a ton of light pollution in Washington, D.C., in the greater Washington, D.C. area. I don't live like in the city, but I live close enough to where I be seeing all of the light pollution that is in the city. And that makes it very difficult to see the northern lights.
Yeah, so do you see the stars at night? Like, that's probably something you don't see when you look up, right?
Not very often. Like, we'll see like some stars like every now and then, but I don't think I have ever seen, in this part of the country, a full starry night.
Oh, that makes me sad. I feel like you need to go camping or something.
Yeah, I've seen it when I went to college. Like, we were so far away, and they were like, we go to campfires and bonfires. You just look up and you're like, whoa, this is awesome. Or you just various other parts of my life. But in D.C. now, there's just too much going on. There's planes. You got to have light. There's just a natural amount of light that's produced from a major metropolitan area that just completely ruins my ability to see any sort of lights or stars, rather.
That sounds like a foundation I need to start. It's like those kids that like never see the beach until they like play college basketball and they're like, we get to see the beach for the first time. You're like, really? So, like, let's get kids to be able to see the stars. Let's take them out somewhere where there's not so much light pollution. Because I will say, where I live, I see the stars every night. So, hashtag blessed.
I'm trying to move, honestly. You know, so I'm going on an anniversary trip in April, right, with my wife. It'll celebrate 1 year. But we're going to, like, Arizona and Utah. We're going to hit a bunch of like, national and national parks. And what I've been told is, and I've seen this. So I was in Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl, not the Fiesta Bowl, one of the bowl games that my Liberty Flames played in. Don't ask me the score, but they played in it. So I went out there and I got to hang out and I got to see like the stars in the night. But I'm taking my wife out there and we're hoping that we're going to, because we're going to be around the Grand Canyon. We're hoping we're going to get to see the Milky Way, because you can see it out in the Grand Canyon. There's an ordinance on how much light can be displayed after a certain period of time. So we're hoping that we'll be able to just see it with the naked eye. If not, we'll have some cameras out there. But I'm looking forward to that because I've never seen the Milky Way like that before.
I don't know if I have either, but I'll say this. As somebody who lived in Arizona, it's wild to me where if you get out just, 20 minutes outside of the city, it looks like the Wild West.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how much, like, unpopulated area there is where it's just the sky. And other than, like, the mountains, like, it's pretty flat. So, like, when there's a sunset and stuff, like, you see it for miles. And it's really awesome. Like, I do miss living out west for that reason, because you do feel like alone in nature, and it's like a great feeling.
One of my best friends lives in Colorado, and he is like all into all sorts of these things, which he's the one I'm mad at, because he texted me yesterday. He's like, hey, did you guys see it last night? I was, hey buddy, maybe you give us a heads up before the big night that this is going to be available, because he's like all into this. But he sent me a light pollution map, and like that area of the country is basically nothing, and it's a thing of beauty. Meanwhile, the East Coast on the map is like bright red, because there's just so, with New York and Philly and Baltimore and then DC and Charlotte, Atlanta, Nashville, like all in basically a line, they just completely soak up the entire East Coast with light.
Like, I was just thinking, if there was an NBA city you could live in, which would it be? Are you going Phoenix? Are you going Salt Lake City?
I would go, yeah, probably one of them. I a buddy of mine used to work in Salt Lake City, and he put a picture up on his Instagram where he was playing basketball outside. And if you play basketball outside in Utah, you get mountain ranges in the back. And it was like it completely broke my brain, because I was like, I have never even thought, like, when I play basketball outside, there's houses. This dude's playing basketball with mountains. It's crazy.
I will say Salt Lake City is like kind of weird. Like, hopefully I'm not offending people by saying that, but like,
oh, no, they're
nothing's
weird out
open
there
on Sundays. The beer is watered down, because we lived there for a bit because Jake played AAA baseball in Salt Lake City. And the ballpark there, you could see the mountains in the background. It was beautiful, but it was kind of weird.
Do they have
all
good
right,
coffee,
so
though?
Do they?
I don't know. They feel like the kind of weird to where they should be good with the coffee, You know what I mean? If you're picking up what
Mormons
I'm putting down.
I drink caffeine.
Damn.
So... That's
I'm not up
no
on their
go.
Book.
I think.
Yeah. I'm well versed in my book, but not their book.
Not the Book of Mormon. I was going to say you could go to Seattle, but RIP Supersonics. All right. So we have three games on the NBA slate today. So I'm interested, Denton, to see what games you were diving into. Because again, we just don't have that many options. We have the Cavs hosting the Raptors, 7.5-point home favorites there. Pacers and Suns squaring off. Phoenix, 4.5-point favorites over the 1-10 Pacers. What a fall from grace from Indianapolis. Then we have the Hawks and the Jazz. Wow, what a game. The Hawks, 2.5-point road favorites there. So when you saw the slate, like, what was the starting point for you?
The starting and the ending point was the Cavaliers. This is not nearly as sexy of a slate as we had last night, where we have these great games with the Spurs and Golden State and Denver and the Clippers. You get some real big time matchups. I'm sure when the schedule was made and they were making Pacers and Suns, the thought was, well, Tyrese Halliburton is not going to be hurt, and maybe Kevin Durant is still going to be in Phoenix. And now you look at that with no Tyrese Halliburton and no Kevin Durant. It's like Devin Booker versus Pascal Siakam. And that doesn't exactly move the needle the way that I think the NBA overlords hoped it would when they scheduled this game. Now, I do like Devin Booker, so maybe I'd be interested in some Devin Booker props if I'm going to bet on that Pacers and Suns game. But really, the Raptors and Cavs is what caught my attention, because Cleveland has been steamrolling a lot of the opposition this year. They have, for the second year in a row, been a really good team in the early stages of the season. Donovan Mitchell is playing really well, and the way that team is built, you're seeing the fruits of that come into bloom, into fruition, if you will. So maybe I'll lay the 7.5 with Cleveland. That is a little bit of a larger number, I would say, to lay in the NBA. I usually don't like laying a touchdown in the association. That's kind of my cutoff, unless it's me gambling against the Wizards, in which case I can make some exceptions. But I usually don't like laying a touchdown, because again, like, there's some backdoor covers, and it's not like the Raptors are a bad basketball team. You know, they're just an okay basketball team. They're an average basketball team. So that 7.5 might be a little tricky, but I do like the Cavaliers. Maybe I'll do just a money line parlay. I'll pick three winners from these games, ride it on the money line, and let go and let God.
That sounds really smart. That sounds like a great strategy. Is when you say, "Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the wheel.
These are my bets." But here's the thing with the Cavs. Like, I agree with you. And here's the thing, that the Cavs over the past like few seasons have been a great regular season team, especially when it comes to betting and covering numbers, especially when they are playing at home. But there are some players out for this game that if you are betting, maybe you should be aware of. Darius Garland out for this one. Evan Mobley out, it says, but this says won't play in Wednesday's game. So maybe he could be playing for this one. This is via ESPN. Like, these are the players who are currently listed on the injury report. Donovan Mitchell did not play last night, so maybe he plays today. But here's the thing, like, betting on the NBA, especially when we do this show in the morning, is that you have to keep an eagle eye out for some of these injury reports. Sometimes it doesn't matter. But do you get the point that I'm making? Like, the Cavs are a really deep team, and, like, it wouldn't shock me if they cover this number regardless. But, like, Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland both on the injury report, that doesn't make me feel great.
No, and that's why I'm hesitant about it, right? Because I learned this lesson yesterday. I saw a shorter line. Granted, it was Milwaukee going on the road, but I saw a shorter 5.5 thinking that Giannis was going to dominate. I make that play. I give that play. And then 3 hours later, hey, Giannis isn't playing. And I'm like, that kind of stinks. So I'm very cautious about laying a 7.5 at what is, you know, 12 hours prior to tip off, not knowing who is going to be playing. Because in my mind, I think, well, you know, if there's no Evan Mobley, that's okay. If there's no Darius Garland, like, that's okay, because Donovan Mitchell is still really awesome. But if Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, I'm damn sure not laying a touchdown and a half against the Raptors tonight. Even though that, as you mentioned, that Cleveland team is super deep, I think of Donovan Mitchell, and this is really more than anything a Donovan Mitchell play. So if he's not going to be playing, I'm okay on that one.
See, I think I'd push back with you a little bit on laying 7.5 in the NBA. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but games can get really out of hand. If it's a blowout, it's an absolute blowout. Like, the NBA is definitely a game of runs. It's very streaky. So sometimes I feel like 7.5, it doesn't necessarily scare me. Because think about it, you're watching a game, and say you have the underdog, and you have the 7.5 points at your disposal. If you go into the fourth quarter, like, say it's a 15-point deficit or something, like, you're like, okay, you know, maybe they have a shot. But sometimes the deficit gets wider, and then, like, you never have hope. Or say they're hanging around till the last 2 minutes, the other team hits two threes, and then there's your cover. So I think betting basketball in that regard is a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I feel like we are getting accustomed to bigger numbers still. I'm in the Stone Ages, though, because it's those backdoor covers where you pull everybody and someone just goes, some bench player goes on like a crazy run. I don't know. I'm too stuck in my ways at times.
I get that. I'm just saying that, like, sometimes 7.5 seems like a lot of points. As somebody who is, like, taking a chance on underdogs, saying, oh, they can keep it close. Sometimes, like, things just, you know, run away when it comes to the end of these games. I will say, from a prop perspective, and honestly, this is where I thought you were going to be going, as opposed to sides, because I will say this, if you know who's playing in a certain game, sometimes props are the way to go, because instead of having to trust an entire team, you say, okay, I'm going to key in on this one player and say, okay, I think he's going to have a big night. So just from a matchup perspective, you look at the Utah Jazz, and they're giving up the second most points per game to opposing shooting guards. So the Hawks right now, Trae Young is out, and recently it has been Jalen Johnson who's been leading the way for Atlanta. So maybe look at Jalen Johnson tonight. Let's see what his prop is tonight. Okay, so here's the problem with betting early in the morning.
Yeah,
they don't even give us
props. No.
Ah,
they make it so difficult.
So he's -175 to get 20, which makes me think that he's probably set at like 22.5. So maybe that's the way to go. Because I will say this, injuries, as much as they suck, sometimes from a prop perspective, you say, okay, who is picking up the slack in this rotation and who's taking more shots? Because obviously somebody's going to have those opportunities. Maybe it's Jalen Johnson tonight against a very bad Utah defense. Was there any other player or matchup that you saw, like from a prop perspective?
Nothing really in the props. I mean, Trae Young not playing for Atlanta kind of sucks because I do enjoy betting some Trae Young props every now and then. So with Utah, I mean, ew. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing on there where I'm like, yeah, I feel really good about this Utah Jazz player. I'm not there. The only other basketball play that I would be looking at, Chelsea, is the college hoops game that we got tonight because we got a headbanger with Purdue in Alabama. So maybe laying the 3.5 with 8th-ranked Bama against number 2 Purdue, that might be something that I put a little bit of a sprinkle on. But, you know, we got Dallin Cuff coming up here in less than an hour. I think he's going to sway me on that one as to which way I'm going to go. He's a gambling guy, and he loves college basketball, but I'm intrigued by that matchup tonight.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, if you don't love the NBA, maybe you start looking at college basketball. So that is a good game. I think I need to watch some more games because right now it's similar to how I feel about the NBA. And I do need to correct myself. Jalen Johnson's a forward, so maybe that matchup doesn't make sense. But still, he has been leading the way for the Hawks from a points scoring perspective with Trae Young out. But I think I need to wait and see on some of these games. And here's the thing. Like, normally I look at KenPom and I'm like, okay, KenPom knows what they're doing, right? Some of their metrics have been off. Like, I've been following the last few days. I'll check KenPom. I'm like, okay, let's see where the line is on KenPom. Let's see where the line is when it comes to betting. And let's see how this game actually finishes. There's been a lot of red over on a KenPom, which means they have been getting some of these games wrong. So in KenPom, we do not trust just yet. So we'll wait and see. All right, coming up next, time to switch gears back to the NFL as we play Survivor. Who wins outright this week in the league? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. In mere moments here on the show, we tell you who wins outright in the NFL this week. It sounds easy. You're like, all right, so we are listening to the show and they're going to give us one money line play? Well, we're playing Survivor, so it's a little different. It's a little more than that. And here's the thing. Like, we've already seen weeks of chaos in the NFL, so it sounds easy, but not so fast, my friend. We'll try to navigate the parody that is the NFL in a few minutes here on the show. All right, Den, so here's a story that you've been wanting to talk about, so I'm going to give you a platform to do it. The headline is, Kim Kardashian says, four psychics swore that she would pass the bar when she's trying to become a lawyer, and she did not pass the bar. Hashtag relatable.
I mean, you know, you hate to see someone that has worked so hard, you know, come up short on their dreams. So I've been intrigued by this because when I heard that Kim Kardashian was studying any degree of law, I was perplexed. I was like, all right, you already have a lot of money. I don't know what you need to go do the law thing for. It's not like it's heavy on your heart, because if it was, you would have done it earlier. They had an avenue to do this early because Robert Kardashian was a big-time lawyer, right? That's how, part of the reason why this family is as famous as it is. So if it was really like on her heart to do the law stuff, you had an avenue when you were like 18 years old. You decided not to take it. You decided to do and partake in some other activities, and this is why we all know the Kardashian family, right? So that comeback story never really, you know, accumulated. So I saw this, and, you know, my wife has a law degree, and she has taken the bar exam. And I asked her, I was like, can Kim Kardashian pass the bar exam? And she said, only if she cheats. And I was like, well, that's fair. That's very honest. I appreciate the honesty there, sweetie. And I'm always for, like, trying new things. Like, there's some things that I want to, you know, achieve and accomplish outside of the realm of my current profession. So she wants to do that, sure. And then I read that she was taking, or she was using AI and ChatGPT to write things. And I'm like, all right, full stop here. Full stop. I am adamantly against, as someone that at one point was a writer, using ChatGPT for any way, shape, or form to help you write something, to help you accumulate a take, accumulate an opinion, anything like that. If you need to rely on a robot to come up with an idea, you're probably an idiot, which might meet the you know, wagon meeting the wheel here for Kim Kardashian. And then she went to psychics. I mean, are there people that walk among us, Chelsea, that actually believe that there are psychics that can adequately predict the future? I mean, sometimes I feel like Kim Kardashian is not a real person, and this is a great example of this. There's a psychic that I used to drive by all the time. And you know why I used to drive by it all the time? Because I would be driving on Route 50 in Northern Virginia and look over to my left and be like, huh, that's really weird that psychic is literally just a house on the highway. I probably wouldn't go to that if I was in need of some whatever. I don't know what psychics do outside of trying to predict the future. I feel like that's like their one job. Like, they're the kickers of industry. You have one job. You're supposed to predict the future, and you can't do that very well. But I just don't understand why Kim Kardashian actually thought that the psychic thing was going to be correct. Does she not know that she's Kim Kardashian? Does she expect that she's going to walk in there and the psychics are going to be like, actually, Kim, you're not equipped for this. You're paying them an exorbitant amount of money. They're going to lie to you. They're going to be yes men or yes women. That's kind of the deal here. I was stunned by that. I was stunned that she was dumb enough to think they were telling her the truth.
See, I don't know if this is like a story that they tried to like insert into their reality show just to like, I don't know, mix it up. Because, like, do you really think, like, here's the thing for me is that usually the swath of people who are taking the bar exam and the swath of people who go to psychics doesn't feel like there's much overlap. Like, I doubt the rest of her classmates or whoever, you know, that she was taking the bar exam with were like, well, I gotta go see my psychic first. But I go back and forth when it comes to Kim Kardashian and, like, her ability to be a lawyer. Like, how much do you think is genetic and passed down? Because, like, that is her dad, and he was a really good lawyer. You know, so you would think, okay, if you believe in, like, any passing down of genetic traits, like, maybe she would be good at it. But I think she is not putting the time into it that it probably takes. Like, it's not one of those things that you can half-ass, right? Where you hear people where their entire life is studying for the bar exam. And it's not one of those professions where you can be a Nepo baby. you know, and be like, well, do you know who my dad is? It does not matter when you are a lawyer or a doctor. Like, isn't that like in Step Brothers where he's like, I'm going to go into the family business? It's like, no, you have to go to medical school. You can't just be a doctor.
I think that's 100% accurate, because I don't know how much those brains, you know, pass down to the ability to sit there and read 200 pages in a night. I don't watch the Keeping work. I don't watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever the installment of the reality show is called nowadays. I'm going to guess there's not a lot of scenes where she's doing homework. Just a guess. If I'm just firing at the hip.
She probably doesn't have time. Like, she runs like 15 businesses.
Right.
Like, I don't think she doesn't have the capacity. I just don't think she has the time. Like, she's trying to do too many things at once. Like, Kris Jenner has like the whip down on her. Like, they're doing stuff all the time. She does not take time off. So I just don't think that she is putting the time into it. Like, if she paused her life for 4 years and wanted to do this, I feel like she probably could.
Does Kris Jenner eventually start to look like Madonna? Like, when does it all blow up? She got an A1
facelift.
She got an A1 surgeon going on. She looks really good. She got an A1 surgeon.
I still wish she would make the foray into like managing sports stars. She's like the best when it comes to PR. Like, look at those girls.
She's really good.
Like,
at PR.
What is their talent? And like, look at how much money they've made. So like, this is, I think it's a really fascinating discussion, because like, we'll get to Survivor picks here in a second, I promise. But it's just to like see how much money they've made, and it's like they're like the OG influencers, where it's like you're not really sure what they do, but you hear about them constantly, and that's the name of the game when it comes to influencing and when it comes to being a celebrity. All right, so let's talk some football. I know you guys did not come here for Kim K talk. Let's play Survivor.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, and we're not talking about which Kardashian is surviving, you know, at the marketplace at Sephora with their brand new products, whatever they're hawking. All right, Den, we'll have you lead off here. I know we went in reverse order. I'm sorry about that. But who do you like to win outright in the NFL this week?
So a lot of really good games this week. It was actually tough to decide. You know, I could go Thursday night tonight, because I know the Jets don't stand a chance against New England. There are some games later this week, or later in the day. You know, you get Houston and Tennessee, where, you know, we like to fade your Titans a little bit on the show. Green Bay in a bounce back spot with New York. So a lot of really good options. I decided, though, I'm going to lock in with the Chargers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Chargers seem to have righted the ship a little bit. There was, you know, a point in the middle portion of the season, or the middle early portion of the season, in like weeks 4 through 6, where they were struggling a little bit. They seemed to right the ship a little bit. So I like the Chargers over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
I will say this week was tough for Survivor. Like, there weren't that many big favorites. So for that reason, I'm going with the one that feels very obvious. It's going against a lot of things that I normally don't like doing. Games on Thursday night and divisional matchups. But the Patriots feel like the play to me. I'm going to go with the Patriots over the Jets. All right, David. I feel like normally you don't go for the big favorites, but you're going with a big favorite this week. I'm kind of surprised.
I listen, at the end of the day, I think everybody here is on the same page. This is kind of a tough week to pick an outright winner, unless we're going with tonight's game. I mean, I'd go with tonight's game, but I'm going to stay away from that. There's some that I lean towards, but nobody really, like, outright was like, oh, yeah, until I got to the Ravens versus the Browns. I think Lamar Jackson makes all the difference here. That Browns defense is really good, but I think it's only going to probably take maybe 17 points to win this game. So I like the Ravens versus over the Browns this week. And to be quite honest, the whispers in Cleveland are getting louder and louder. You might see Shedeur Sanders by the second half of this game or next week.
I feel like it is so tough for any quarterback to succeed in Cleveland. Like, I was just thinking about this because me and my husband were laughing because there was like some talk show where they were saying like Dylan Gabriel's just not an NFL quarterback. I'm like, well, have you seen the track record of quarterbacks in Cleveland? Like, have you seen the CVS receipt? of guys who have tried to make it in Cleveland, at some point, it's probably the organization around him. And I'm not saying that, like, Dylan Gabriel is going to be, you know, some superstar if he goes somewhere else. It's just, do you get the point that I'm making? It just feels like Cleveland does not know what to do with quarterbacks. So it doesn't matter if it's Shadur, if it's Dylan Gabriel. It's not an organization that I trust an offense with. And we've seen that based on the numbers this year.
Well, we've seen that. They've never given us a reason to think that they're going to be good at quarterback. Even when they paid that money to Deshaun Watson, I think everyone was like, that's going to suck. That's going to fail. There's something about it. I think it stems from the ownership. It's like a top-down situation. It stems from the ownership. And then you get to the leadership. And I actually think the coaching staff is a pretty decent coaching staff. But when you kind of force their hand a little bit to draft Shadur Sanders, you already put them behind. Because now, as David mentioned, those whispers that are going to come are going to soon then graduate to just regular speaking voice. And then that regular speaking voice is going to soon graduate to shouting. We've already seen shouting. It's just kind of like a roller coaster. People shout about Shadur Sanders, and they get quiet about Shadur Sanders. And they shout about Shadur Sanders, then they go quiet about Shadur Sanders. Well, eventually, the shouting is going to break into just full-blown screaming, like yelling, the whole nine, and it does feel like that's coming up soon here. And then if Shadur Sanders is not very good, they're going to backtrack and blame Cleveland.
I don't know. It feels like a losing situation. There was a time when Baker Mayfield was putting up good numbers in Cleveland, but I think it really hurt him that year that he played like injured. Like, I think he went back and said, he was like, I wanted to be like a good soldier and I wanted to go out there and play, but he wasn't doing himself any favors by going out there and playing injured because he just looked like a bad quarterback. But luckily, he has found himself a nice little home in Tampa Bay. Hour 3 is next on the show. We'll give you our best bets for Thursday Night Football. Jets, Patriots, big spread. How do you bet it? It's next on The Daily Tip.
Chelsea and Jenks will be right back on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.